You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The very first SENS announcement that we got this morning was from Nedbank. They gave us their interim results for the 6 months ended June 2024, along with a cash dividend announcement there. I'm joined on the line by Nedbank's Chief Financial Officer, Mike Davis, to take a look at this performance. Good evening, Mike. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with your reflections on H1. Obviously, a lot of challenges that were external to the business, but take me through your thoughts around the performance.
Yeah, so first of all, I think it's correct to reflect on the environment being, a difficult, tough macroeconomic environment of the first 6 months. So in the context of the numbers that we've just delivered, we describe that as a strong financial performance, given the context, reflected in 8% growth in headline earnings, followed by 12% growth in DHEPS, translating into a 15% ROE. So very pleasing, and all of that translating into an improved divvy to shareholders, up 11.5%.
Let's stick with that divvy for a second, Mike. Tough times, obviously, all round, but it seems the financial companies, banks such as yourselves, typically weather these uncertain times a lot better. But nonetheless, the business has to make certain decisions when it comes to a dividend and the rationale behind sort of paying the dividend. And I know you guys have been on quite a big capital optimization program as well, and perhaps we can tie both those conversations into one and just unpack some of the strategic decisions you had to make this year or this first half.
Yeah, so I think when we reflect on the divvy, obviously we reflect on the financial performance. I mean, obviously banks have had the benefits of interest rates moving higher, so we benefit from a net interest margin perspective. We've also seen opportunities to grow in areas that create value, and we've been very deliberate as to where we've chosen to deploy capital. So all of that translates into the organization being capital generative in this difficult macroeconomic environment, and that's enabled us to create surplus capital, which obviously supports the higher dividend, up 11.5%.
Mike, I want to look at that capital optimization program. 5 billion rand in an optimization program is no small amount. What's going on there? What's happening?
Yeah, so that we closed out last year. So it was completed largely in 2023. And again, as a result of careful deployment of capital, the fact that we were capital generative, it did allow us at appropriate levels to return capital to shareholders. So you are correct. There was a total program of 5 billion rand, and as indicated, that was returned to shareholders during the course of 2023.
Mike, let's look ahead to the second half of the year. Obviously, the picture looks vastly different from the way it did in the first half of the year, with a change in the government structure that we have in South Africa, but also a general consensus that we'll see more interest rate relief for consumers, and consumers have obviously been part of the strain that you've noted in the first half of the year. How are you seeing H2?
Oh, so I think, half two is likely to be better for a number of reasons. First and foremost, we are expecting rate cuts to start in September, followed by November. So we are expecting rates to cut 25 basis points in both MPC meetings. So that'll take prime down to 11.50. Inflation obviously is expected to continue to come down. And then you're 100% right in terms of what's played out with regards to a government of national unity that has been positively received by the market. I mean, a lot needs to still happen. But we're cautiously optimistic that that will play out in higher levels of growth. And I think the other thing is that we saw a lot of corporates hold back on projects or programs until the election. And given the outcome, we think that some of those corporates will now deploy balance sheet into those programs and projects, which should support stronger levels of growth.
Speaking of growth, I noted that in the SENS announcement that Jason, CEO, had optimistic thoughts around the growth prospects of South Africa. We've been teetering on everything from 0.1% growth to now we're being forecast to at some point hit north of 1% growth. I want to get your thoughts around the growth prospects of South Africa, or the GDP outlook from a South African point of view, because obviously that drives a lot of the sentiment and drives some of the decision making that you as a board make.
Yeah, Jason's 100% correct. And just to note that Jason joined us officially from the end of May, so he's now the CE rather than incoming. And he's 100% right. I mean, our current base case is for growth this year to peak at 0.9%, followed by around 1.4%, 1.5% over the next couple of years. Having said that, as I mentioned, we are cautiously optimistic. And if we get a government that continues to make the right decisions and support stronger levels of economic growth, we think that we could possibly even get to 2% growth next year. So that's the upside potential that we're looking to.
When you say cautiously optimistic, Mike, where's the caution coming from? Where are the concerns?
I think the complexities associated with the government of national unity, I think, mustn't be underestimated. You've got multiple parties that obviously need to work together collectively, and that comes with levels of complexity. To the extent that we can get those right, I think there's huge upside for South Africa.
In the event that the GNU kind of doesn't go as planned, is there a worst case scenario you have sort of mapped out from a growth perspective and just from an economic recovery perspective? Or is it one of those scenario planning moments where it's a scenario you thankfully don't have to look at this stage?
Now, I believe our base case incorporates the right levels of risk associated with the government of national unity. I think the upside scenario that I described, I would give it reasonable weighting. So if anything, I think there's more upside as opposed to downside risk versus the base case I've just mentioned.
Certainly a more optimistic second half of the year and potentially into 2025. We will reflect on these numbers and on the performance in at the end of the second half of the year. For now, we wish you the best of luck to you and your team, Mike. That's Mike Davis, Chief Financial Officer at Nedbank, on their first half of the year's performance, as well as their thoughts around how the second half could play out.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.